Hey, let's talk about Mr. Kevin McKay. Kevin McKay, first of all, KevinMckay. He was born 7493. So there's a dictation here on 8/28 that says it was abruptly interrupted or disrupted. So let's do an assessment that goes with that. So assessment dated 8/28/2023. First of all, patient continues to be on testosterone replacement. He's a cardiologist who did his echocardiogram and stress test told him he needs to be around 500, but his primary care physician keeps him around 1,000, so he's taken somewhere between 100 to 125 on a weekly basis. Next number, let's see, what's his next number? Let's see, his weight's stable. Next number is no evidence of fatty liver. Next one's gallbladder, looks good. Next number, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number with history of stroke. We're concerned about early atherosclerosis, but no evidence, no abnormal findings were found. Next number is pharyngitis. Next one is uvulitis, U-V-U-L-I-T-I-S. Next one is lymphadenopathy. Next one is gastroesophageal reflux. Next one is nausea 1. Next one is hoarseness. Next one is status post-cardiac evaluation. Next number is continuing with current antibiotics. Next one is rosefenagram now. Next one is augmentin 875 BID. Next number, there's lymphadenopathy present in the neck for the uvulitis, of course. Next one is kidneys are within normal limits. Next one's bladder looks good. Next one's echocardiogram is stable. Next number, no evidence of DVT or PVD node in their upper lower extremity. Next one's prostate is of normal size with good flow. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.